Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, time to say hello to the great Dan Hampton, is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Number 99 joins us to review yesterday's game. Hamp, it was a win, right?
Absolutely. And I'm still astonished that yesterday marked the 50-year anniversary of the very first game played by the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. And it was a game that we had our dear friend Mr. Obradovich star with Dick Butkus against Terry Bradshaw in a Bears win. Now, I got to tell you, that game set the NFL back about 30 years. There was 11 turnovers in it. And yesterday, it was kind of like a bit of the same. Yeah. I will tell you, it's been a while since we've seen the defense play hungry, play reckless, force turnovers. And obviously, we got work to do on offense. We've got a young quarterback that we're going to have to, you know, kind of get our minds around the concept that we've got to be able to build an offensive play structure that suits his skill set.
Right.
But, hey, a win's a win, and my goodness, the defense was outstanding.
What was your first game, your first year at Soldier Field?
It was about 95 degrees. We played the Green Bay Packers on the AstroTurf, and we won 6-3.
But what was the year, Hamp?
1979.
79. So that would have been, 18 years since the first... No, 79. So that would have been only 8 years after the first game at Soldier Field?
Absolutely.
See, and back then it seemed like forever before they'd played at Wrigley Field.
You know, and obviously in everyday walk of life, people come up, oh, yeah, I've been a Bear fan, blah, 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 and I remember going to Wrigley. And in my mind, I was thinking, my goodness, you better have a little history behind you because, you know, that's been 50 years since
right.
they were at Wrigley. But
I forgot about the AstroTurf at Soldier Field, too. I think I have a square of that somewhere.
No, boy. I mean, there was a lot of it was a lot of the laughs. Trust me.
All right. So then we had, it looked like, and Kev, you can help me out here, but mixed messages from Hallis Hall earlier today, like that at first Nagy wouldn't confirm that Dalton would start if healthy, and then someone from the PR camp came into the press room and said he would start if healthy. Do we know where we are with the quarterback situation?
Yeah. I don't think they have a plan that they feel comfortable about. And I think the main thing is they don't think that they do not want to pull the trigger and confirm Justin Fields as the everyday starter. Now, you know and I know coaches like to play, with the sock puppets, and this guy's maybe playing this one. And so they like to run it a little bit of a charade, who is going to be the starter, who's going to play, make the Cleveland Browns have to worry about who the quarterback will be in their preparation, so forth. I don't know how Andy Dalton can leave the game and then say, oh, I'm fine, a week later I'm starting. So we'll find out. Obviously, they've got a little plan here, a little method to it. So, but I'm pretty confident we're going to see an awful lot of Justin Fields. But, you know, this whole program they put together by signing Andy Dalton and then drafting Justin Fields, and then now we have to be kind of held hostage because of the fact we have Dalton. So, you know, it's pretty cluttered up right now. They need to get a little bit of a game plan, but I think Nagy's, you know, he's kind of pushing the envelope with this clandestine, quarterback program. Who's going to start? Who's not?
We're talking to Dan Hampton about the Bears game yesterday, and I was listening to you with Bob Surratt earlier this morning, and you just alluded to it earlier too that they didn't really have a set of a package for Fields if he were to go in. Now, if we know he's more likely to start on Sunday, the offensive game plan should be a little more geared toward his ability, right?
Absolutely. guys, think about it like this. The Ryder Cup starts this weekend. Now, do you think Bryson DeChambeau has the same game plan that a guy like Jim Furyk or Steve Stricker would?
No.
They're completely different players, both great in their own way. But the game plan for Justin Fields needs to have RPOs and read options and all these different things that Andy Dalton has no interest in or should even be allowed to be in an offense like that. So, you know, I'm shocked that even, you know, here in week two, I could see it the first preseason game, but here we are. Tomorrow's the first day of fall. And to not have done your homework and realized that the eventuality is that Justin Fields will be the starter, why wouldn't you already have a game plan package that is tailored to him? They're completely different players, completely different skill sets. For that not to have happened or to be evident, because we saw Justin Fields in seven-step drops and all these different things, that that's not him. That's not who right. he is, especially right now. So, yeah, this is is it criminal? I don't know. You're the head coach. You're the offensive genius. You'd think that this would have been a foregone conclusion, but evidently they didn't have it.
We're talking to Hall of Famer Dan Hampton. Okay, the other quarterback on the horizon is Baker Mayfield, and all he did was pop his shoulder out of joint and have it pop back in and go in and finish the game last weekend. That's not bad.
I kind of like the kid. You know, obviously he came out of Oklahoma, a lot of bluster, and everybody's scratching their head. Really? He's the number one pick? I got to tell you, if you go back and look at the film in December and the playoffs, he was a lot better. He really matured and was making a lot of good decisions and a lot of good throws. Now, they had that game in the opener against Kansas City basically in hand, and then they made some mistakes, and he made a bad throw or two. So, you know, I got to tell you, this NFL of today, it's a razor's edge between winning and losing. The teams are so evenly matched that, you know, a quarterback that makes very few mistakes gives you such a great chance of winning. And Mayfield has been getting better and better. And last week they had a laugher, but I think the Bears defense has his attention. Yeah, let's hope so.
Do you like his TV commercials?
They're kind of cute. Come on. You know, I like the rummy.
I like them too.
I'm a shoulder patch. I was always trying to sell Mark Borch's helmet, you know.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah, it was the giant one.
The pride of Partyville, as I recall, right?
Well, you know, in a way, they're quaint and kind of down home. I like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, good for Baker Mayfield, and I hope he has a great year. I just hope he has a bad game this week.
Dan Hampton. Okay, we'll talk a little later this week, okay, Hamp?
All right, see you Friday. Go Bears.
Go Bears. Dan Hampton's conversation sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.